time for Samantha to lock the studio door and play whatever the heck she wants.
Now that's what I call all-American.
Rock around the region. A full hour of kick-ass music from bands rocking the Southeast.
Everything
that rocks. C97.5.
Region on Z97.5. That is brand new from Taylor Road called Light the Match. Now, the band unfortunately had a sickness and had to cancel their show they had last night planned with Skipping Stone at the Fox Den. However, there will be another opportunity for you to see them next Saturday night in Danville. Check out details, Taylor Road Official on Facebook. I am Samantha Knight. Welcome to the program. So happy to have you with me on this Sunday night in a big show once again. Part four of my conversation with really bad people coming up tonight and more debuts. I've got brand new songs from Lilycat, Lines in the Sky, Modern Primate, and Halo Scars all going to debut for you tonight, along with some other really awesome stuff like Backhand Blue. Mark your calendar. They'll be at the Cobra in Nashville on the 21st of April. It's Paranoid on Rock Around the Region on Z97.5.
Why do people talk and always say what they don't mean? Fool me twice, I keep on messing up cause I never learn from my mistakes. When did you think that this all would end? I'm not listening now.
I'm letting it go. Popping pills just to feel the world slow.
around the region with Samantha Knight. Everything that rocks. Z97.5.
From Lily Cat, making its debut tonight on Rock Around the Region. It's called Young Dumb, and a couple of shows for you to check out. April 13th, she will be at Revel House in downtown Clarksville, and then at Beach Haven Winery on 420. So if you get the opportunity to go check her out, do that. And of course, you can learn more Lily Cat music on Facebook. I am Samantha Knight, and we've got to say a congratulations to Blackwood, because coming up on Tuesday, April 9th, their brand new album drops. Learn more about it at Blackwood Rock on Facebook. The new tune, Release Me. It's Rock Around the Region on Z97.5.
Now I've grown. deposit check by rain. You can't deny I am your son.
The region with Samantha Knight. Everything that rocks. Z97.5.
Around the region on Z97.5. Lines in the sky, Thalassophobia. Why do these guys keep making songs that are so hard for me to pronounce? I'm just kidding. The beautiful thing about prog rock is you do what you want. You don't obey the rules of typical time signatures or anything else. That's actually a reworking of a song of theirs. They decided to put a new spin on it, the 2024 version. You can download it now. Head over to the band's social media pages, and there is a link for you to purchase that. They've also got a bunch of shows coming up in the month of May and June, so check out all of that, and hopefully you get a chance to check them out live. Live in my studio, it's Wesley, Johnny, Daryl, and Chris from Really Bad People. Of course, we're missing a couple of people because they're so bad, they had to go adult instead of being here. I'm just kidding. Now, Chris, when we left off last week, we were talking about, you know, you coming into the band being the clean vocalist, Johnny being the dirty vocalist. So, how did you wind up in the basement?
So, one of my coworkers, his best friend is our drummer. And I don't know exactly how the conversation went between them, but I know I've talked a handful of times, like, to my coworker that, like, oh, you know, I want to be in a band, blah, blah, blah. Just casual conversation about music stuff.
Right.
And eventually, like, I guess they talked. My coworker showed Beans, our drummer, my solo stuff. And then I guess he had went and showed... Yeah, went and showed Daryl my solo stuff. Yeah, move that on.
Because it screeches. need to get some WD-40 on that.
From there, I heard that somebody had interest of being the vocalist of the band, which, I mean...
And at this point, you guys didn't...
We're really bad people. We don't make friends too good, so we're already available. I don't know, a new person.
So this still is, like, obviously the perfect matchup for everybody because you...
Antisocial.
Right. Yeah. He's going, I want to play, but I don't have anybody to play with. And you're like, we need somebody to play with, but we don't know how to find friends. Like, it worked out pretty good.
Yeah. Beans showed Daryl my solo stuff. And then I think it was from that point, Daryl reached out to me and sent me a couple of instrumentals. With that, I took it to Luke and I was like, hey, I want to record a couple songs. And then...
Is that how you auditioned? By recording their stuff?
Yeah. I woke up the morning with those just
I sent
there.
Him to his email. It was surprise MF was the... was the subject for the email, and then he opened it and he's like, what is this? Who is this guy? I'm like, he's going to say,
And how did you feel about that when you heard that for the first time? Because you didn't know it was happening, obviously.
Again, as soon as I heard it, rejuvenated. I was like, all right, we got things moving, things are going.
Next piece, here we go. Yeah. That's amazing.
I always joked that, because again, for a while, I didn't want, for songwriting purposes and stuff, I wanted to find somebody, but I always joked that the guy would just fall in our lap, and here it was.
So you're the newest one in then, right?
Yes.
So how long have you been a part of this?
About two years ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
The demo thing happened.
Right? Yeah, right.
So with the songs that you guys have sent me then thus far, obviously Strange Men is the one I've been playing, and you just sent me a clean version of Yeti Pepper Soup. So with those songs that exist now, when did you guys record them? You were a part of that.
So Strange Men was actually the very first song.
That's what he auditioned to, actually.
Yeah, that's the very first song.
That's the one he woke up to.
But not that
was a very different version.
Yeah. It's a very different version. I didn't even know we had a screamer in the band. I didn't know Johnny was a part of it yet.
You were just trying to show initiative.
That's actually how I took it, though. I was like,
So I wrote the entirety of that and recorded that, and then I sent it, and they were like, hell yeah. Also, we have a screamer.
And Daryl's back here going, excellent. Putting these together the pieces.
And then there was actually another song that I wrote and recorded that, we talked about it, and we were like, yeah, we're never actually doing anything with that. And then, I think it was until maybe a couple months ago that we were like, yo, that song was a banger. Let's actually
we got a B-side
version. Yeah, yeah. If we do it acoustically, we'll do it as the original version.
Cool.
No screams in it.
No, he's talking about 7-4. He's talking about Seeking for Someone.
Oh.
Wait, what were you talking about?
He was talking about the original Strange Men. Because we played it acoustic, we played the other version.
Yeah.
We did the middle part, yeah.
That'll be a good bonus track.
Right, yeah.
To do an acoustic version like that would be a good bonus track. So when did you guys, how long has that set of songs been out? Because I know you said you're working on new stuff. So how long has this particular chunk of songs been out? Since, obviously that's what you auditioned with and you went, oh, by the way, we have a screamer. So what was it like for the two of you to get together the first time and do that? And how long have we been, cycling around these songs?
For the songs, they've been, the EPs, the three EP songs that are from earlier versions of Really Bad People, other than Strange Men. Strange Men we wrote the first day me, Daryl, and Tyler got together, put together. But every song that's coming up on this full length is pretty much, like I said, over the last... at least, no older than probably 7 or 8, but, within that last 7 or 8 years, these have been songs, at least instrumentally, that have been put together. Now they're a totally different beast because they've got...
Well, yeah, and it's interesting that you would, because I know there's some people that are like, okay, well, I wrote this riff or I wrote this song, and I'm like, I can't, shelve it. Never throw that stuff away, because obviously, here we are 7, 8 years later, and your songs are getting a makeover, as it were.
Yes,
because
ma'am.
You're hearing it differently. You're going from an acoustic to this. You've got not one, but two vocalists on here with two completely different styles. It's like Bob Ross, and it's layer upon layer upon layer. And we've got happy little accidents going on here, and it's fantastic. So with the group of songs that have been 7 or 8 years, they've existed before having the lyrics and vocals to it.
Well,
so
they did have vocals.
Oh,
just a different, maybe different versions, right? I was singing and playing guitar.
You had the instrumentals.
Right. Really called them that because they weren't completed, because they weren't recorded to me.
Okay.
But they did have lyrics wrote, and they were basically just different versions of the song played live.
Yeah, back when they used to play the Hawthorne Heights show and stuff like that, Wesley used to sing.
Yeah, that's how the band was forever. And that was, again, more of a product of, when you're young, people have stage fright.
Sure.
I necessarily didn't because, we had just done it for so long already, and nobody else was going to do it, so.
It's like, that's how you become a bass player. No one else wants to do it.
Don't let Dustin hear that.
Yeah.
I've heard that story a lot, though. They already had too many guitar players. Okay, fine, I'll play bass. You want to be the band? We need a bass player. Okay, fine, I'll play bass. Everybody's got their niche.
Too many loose ends. Your fake translucent.
Still call my phone.
Between the lines. I'm baking most times. You're f***ed on both sides.
You are the one at fault. You are a loser. Too many loose ends. Your fake translucent.
Don't call my phone.
Right between the lines. I'm baking both sides. You're f***ed on both sides.
You were the one at fault.
You are a loser.
Too many loose ends. Your fake translucent.
Rock around the region on Z97.5, Yeti pepper soup. It is really bad, people. The gentleman, my guest in studio right now.
So when it comes to then with those songs and you had lyrics and they were incomplete, like, what is your process? I mean, obviously you're the primary lyricist with everything.
Not anymore.
Are you sharing it now?
Now.
I mean, obviously we know now there's heartbreak in Georgia.
So that was only for one song.
I've essentially taken over in the sense of like the writing.
Okay.
I mean, we definitely will like go back and forth and, or like we'll all sit down together. And then we'll be like, hey, what did you think of this kind of thing?
It'd be like a whole day, a whole event, a sit down event, you know, yeah. 4 hours, write a song.
Yeah. And like he was kind of saying in the sense of like a makeover, like there's definitely like a good handful of like parts and stuff like that he wrote that I was like, oh, that I actually like this, but we're going to move it to like a different
right.
section and then restructure.
Arranging.
And, yeah. Yeah. Just rearranging and then, you know, changing melodies or whatever.
Well, that's cool. Because I was going to ask, like, how many of your lyrics stayed?
Honestly,
getting, you know,
for some songs, no, yeah, I mean, English, some songs have like most of the lines because they were simplified in such a way because I was singing and playing that, I mean,
there wasn't too much going on.
There may be like,
yeah, I just
15 lines or something
to
in a song.
Fit it in a section.
Right.
Yeah, he has a lot more melody, you know, a lot more runs and stuff going on. So I may have a line that took up four bars that he did in one. Like,
right.
That he broke apart.
Convinced
and didn't,
it, yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Perfect. That makes sense. So obviously then with this new record, and we're doing a new EP or doing a full length?
A full length.
Okay. Are we in the process of recording right now?
Yes. We're done tracking instruments.
Oh, we're done
finally.
Tracking. Okay.
Last, 2 weekends ago, maybe? Like a week and a half ago, last Thursday or something.
And at what studio are you doing this?
Lyra Productions.
Okay.
What's actually?
Yeah, it's Lyra. Yeah.
That's the boy Luke.
We give him a shout out for that. That's all, you know, I always call attention to the studios because, you know, there's always someone else out there going, we need some place to record. That's Where do we go? Who's awesome?
That's the wizard right there.
Yeah, Chris definitely had some history with him. That's why I went there. But as just somebody who went there fresh, meeting the guy and starting from the beginning, like, he's been excellent. He's been as professional and as good as you could ever ask for.
Has he been one of those producers that is just trying to bring out the best version of you? He's not one of those that goes,
nothing's been restructured or rewrote. He's
incredible.
That's good.
Almost like a new band member.
Honestly, he's almost like a new band
member. He's at least a weapon.
It's like the fifth Beatle. Except he would be the seventh bad person.
For sure. And like the things that he's brought to the album already are just incredible.
Insane.
And working with him, like he knows so much. It's super hard to explain, at least for us, because that's what we needed out of somebody like that. You know, someone who's going to help make
boundaries.
Push those boundaries, but at the same time, like help you get, and this is not to come out rude, but help you get those words out of your mouth. You're not knowing how to explain it, but like, you want somebody to be able to pull that out of you. Yeah. Like, yes, that's what I was. It's like finding the perfect Hallmark card. Go, that's it right there. That's absolutely what I wanted to do. That's what I wanted to say. That's what a good producer should do. We don't need a Bob Rock who comes in and ruins Metallica, but that's a discussion for another time.
And it's tough in our genre of music to find somebody who loves the same type of music that we love.
A lot of math going on.
Or even gets it. Or, you know, a lot of people, you know, that's like, just widdly too much.
The amount of time you spend on like the tempo mapping and everything like that, and it's even after when we go in and to record and then still having to kind of change stuff up and everything, but I mean he's on it, he knows what he's doing 100% and he gets it done, and it's no like messing around or anything like that, and he's just on top of the work essentially.
And this is great to watch because each of you, when you've got your little piece to throw in here about this experience, the little twinkle that's in your eyes right now is fantastic. It's like what you said, is relighting that fire, is reigniting that. You're like little kids on Christmas right now, because you know that this is something that the six of you have, I mean, something that started in your mind years ago, and to see that unfinished ball of clay starting to become a beautiful vase, or whatever whatever analogy you want to use with that, to be able to see that work finally come to fruition and finally becoming something that, is it what you envisioned, or is it better than what you envisioned? Is it different and better? Like, how do you see that now, knowing that these were your pieces of music and your stuff that you started with, and now it's turning into this whole new full-length album with this amazing producer and this amazing band?
It's awesome. You know, it all came together just like, you know, a lot of things take time, and you know, there's definitely some times where I didn't think it was going to happen, but when you put a good team around you, and you know, I mean, they're going to hold you up. They're going to make sure.
Every rough mix that we get back, he'll, you know, message us and be like, this is just a rough mix. I just want you guys to hear it. And it's just us hearing the song.
Yeah, every time it's the best thing
all
ever.
Over again. Yeah, it's the best thing we've heard. So
you guys send it back and forth like that. Really, you should get together in a room and just like have Luke hit play for that first time.
It's actually in White House, so it's a little bit of a drive.
Sure. I understand. But
it does, you know, obviously through playback speakers, that's where everything sounds the best. So which we have at our house.
And of course, if you're sitting there at home and you're listening to it on your computer, on your phone or whatever, and it's like when you watch a really good scene in a movie and you look over to like, oh my God, I'm the only one here. Little dynamic missing. And of course, you can always call each other or whatever, but I would just think like that would be a really cool
experience. There's energy in the room when everybody's...
Watch everybody's faces for the first time that drops in your ear holes. You know what I mean?
We'll like text each other and be like, oh my God, did you hear this part? What he did for this part? And yada, yada.
Get up, get
up! It's Rock Around the Region with Samantha Knight. Everything that rocks. C97.5.
False.
I'm rising up.
Rock Around the Region on C97.5. That is new from Jawvane. It is called Carry On. They will be my guest on the program in just 2 weeks' time. We had a hella awesome time with that conversation. So that will begin in just 2 weeks. In the meantime, check them out on Facebook. They just got added to a festival that is being called Lunatics Fest, presented by Bri Lou. You can check out the details. It's happening in Winfield, Tennessee in the month of June. Jawvane on Facebook is where you will find them. I am Samantha Knight. You got to say congratulations, and the Cranberry Merchants also need your help because they are nominated for 7 categories in the 2024 International Singer-Songwriters Association Awards. So you can vote once a day in each of those 7 categories up through April 30th. If you check out Cranberry Merchants on Facebook, there is a link for you to do that. They are nominated for the Duo of the Year, Band of the Year, Album of the Year, Band Single of the Year, just to name a few. Pretty awesome. Out of Atlanta, Georgia, the Cranberry Merchants and Nerve on Rock Around the Region.
We'll be right back.
around the region with Samantha Knight. Everything that rocks. Z97.5.
Dreaded Laramie, it is Fishnets on Rock Around the Region. They're going to be a part of a two-day festival at the Cobra in Nashville, May 31st and June 1st. Camden's a part of it, too, along with a ton of other bands called Jorts Fest. Aside from that, through the month of April, they're getting ready to go on a short regional tour heading through South Carolina, Florida, Georgia, and more. So exciting stuff for them. Congratulations on that little run. I am Samantha Knight. We are about ready to wrap this party up for this Sunday night, but not before I bring you two brand new songs. There's been a lot of new stuff coming at your head tonight. Hopefully it's still attached and your ears are ringing delightfully so, because we're not done yet. Stick around. Rock Around the Region will return on Z97.5.
Get up! Get up! It's Rock Around the Region with Samantha Knight. Everything that rocks. Z97.5.
I'm not afraid to die.
Rock Around the Region on Z97.5. That piece of brutality is brand spanking new from Modern Primate. It's called Biology. I love it. It just dropped to the public on the first of this month. And, of course, is available for, you know, a payable download. Don't steal it. We don't want to do that. Modern Primate also has a show coming up on April 12th at the Pea Patch in downtown Clarksville. Check out details on the band's Facebook page. I am Samantha Knight. A big thank you to Really Bad People for being my guest once again. We will wrap things up next week with them as that conversation will come to a close. As always, if you got questions, comments, concerns, you know of a band that I need to be familiar with, please, I'm always open to new stuff. Hit me up, send me an email. It is Samantha@z975.com. Just be patient with me because a lot of things going on and sometimes I lose track of myself some days. But yeah, would love to hear from you with new stuff. Other exciting news as we wrap things up tonight, the gentlemen in Halo Scars are getting ready to drop something brand new on April 14th. I get to debut it for you now. So you're getting your world premiere, your sneak peek, and then you can head over to the band's Facebook page and pre-save the link for this. When it becomes available on April 14th, boom, it will be there for you. Wrapping up Rock Around the Region tonight, brand new Halo Scars, Secrets We Buried. It's on Z97.5. We'll see you next time.